Mexican people work hard as hell, man. I gotta be honest with you. Never, no complaining, just work hard. I mean, just, dude, I went to a funeral of a Mexican guy. He climbed out of the casket, dug his own grave hole, and then got back in the casket, man. I mean, just no complaining, grind, get the job done, man. I'll be honest. I'm not saying other people don't, but if I got to do something, for example, I need to build a picnic table or a, you know, an edible seating structure, you know, table. And I got 9 people to help me do it. If 6 out of the 9 people are Mexican, bruh, andale, papa, we getting it done. I'm telling you that, dude. I'm telling you that. We're going to be eating lunch early as a group. Yeah, because that table's going to be a fini, baby. Finished. I just, that's been on my heart. It's been on my heart that Mexican people just, dang. You know, it's just, I mean, it's inspiring when I see it. Just, you know, I saw a Mexican guy cut down a tree, make it into wood bars of wood, and then use the wood to make he built a damn tree with it. I mean, that's how they just, it's nonstop, man. And es inspiracional, papa. Man, I'm so excited to be here today, and I'm so excited that I'm not alone, that you're here with me. We got a special episode. Let's get into it.
Hello. Good afternoon, folk. Today is Tuesday, August 25th. 2020. And thank you for joining me here on the Epochly podcast. And that was Theo Vaughn, who loves Mexicans, at the beginning. Make sure to check out his YouTube channel, and I definitely suggest subscribing, following him on Twitter. His podcast is called This Past Weekend, and it's been a really good, it's been one of my favorite podcasts since it's been came out. And although I do love and adore Theodore Vaughn, I would like to say that I'm not part of his rat pack, because I am not a rat. But, still love the show. Gang, for show. I do want to give another shout out to, damn, I already forgot his name, so I'm not even going to attempt to say it. But I've been watching a lot of his, if you find it. Well, I think it's Eric Wiseman or Bob Wiseman. I know his last name is Wiseman, you know, a little Jew boy. I guess I first saw him on the Tiger Belly podcast with Bobby Lee, you know, and he's really funny, professional, good at, you know, his, at this whole thing, you know, and I appreciated his comedy and his style of comedy and his humor, I guess you should say. His podcast is called Take Your Shoes Off Podcast, and he, you know, I've seen a couple of his a couple of the ones with Esther, forgot her last name. Gosh, I hate driving into work, man, but, you know, I guess we gotta do it. It's a hot day today, though. I don't know, it's gotta be at least 100 degrees. I don't know, I haven't actually checked what it's supposed to be or have a thermometer in my car, so definitely beats me, but it's a hot day for sure, and I don't want to turn on the AC too loud as to not mess with the audio quality too much. I already know it's already not the best quality, so yeah. Anyways, if you guys are watching this, I do appreciate it. Please put it in, if you have any comments or concerns, suggestions, feel free to put it in the comments, wherever you're watching this, whether it be a YouTube comment section, Podbean comment section, Spotify, whatever, you know, leave a comment, let me know what you think, and I will respond eventually, unless it's really rude and I have to delete it. So don't be rude. Hawkins, that's a cool, this guy has Hawkins in Old English font on his back sheet, across his back window, so it's kind of funny because I don't think he can see shit. It's covering his whole back. Well, I guess you don't necessarily need to see the who's running behind you, but I thought there was a law against that, but anyways, it's covering the entire freaking thing. It's like, alright, Hawkins, cool guy Hawkins, with English, old English lettering, but yeah, I don't know, just heading to work, trying to pick up on some lunch, which will probably be Chick-fil-A again, because it's the only thing around here that's safe, and it's fast, you know, I don't have to worry about time, and the quality is always consistent, you know, mediocre, not freaking good or anything, you know, it's not amazing, but it's consistent, you know, and I hate getting bad orders from the bottom of my heart, and you know, that's one thing with Chick-fil-A, you know, regardless of their founders' beliefs or whatever, you know, regardless of everything as a business, you know, they, let's just put it this way, I don't feel disappointed giving them my money, you know, and there's a lot of businesses, regardless of how they appear to be, you know, regardless of their outward appearance of their, you know, tolerance or acceptance of minority groups, you know, whatever, or support thereof, they don't really function as a good business, you know, they don't have poor quality or services, you know, and I, you know, I make very little money as it is. I don't want it to go towards something subpar. You know, I'm all about the spending a little bit more on for getting the utmost quality on certain items, you know. Of course, there's always exceptions, so do your research before you buy anything, but yeah, I don't know. I'm tired. I want to go back to sleep. You know, I was going to take my time to go into work, into the office today. Turned out that I had a 7 a.m. appointment, you know. It's like, people are so, oh, God. I hate that we're always thrown under the bus, you know, and my manager just allows it, you know, because there's many times where a lot of shit jobs were handed down to us. And for the most part, we were able to, you know, make do, but it just gets tiring over time. And there have been many instances where certain tasks or responsibilities could have been given to another department or a different team, but it always has to be us for some reason, you know. And there's very limited time, and if there's very limited people willing to do the work, you know, like, no one's gonna do it, you know. It's just ridiculous. I don't know, like, how to say anymore, because, you know, last time I complained about this, I got berated, you know. I was told it was my fault, you know, and it just put a sour taste in my mouth. You know, and one of the things, you know, so supposedly they're helping, he's helping me. He took away one of the responsibilities, which was ordering cell phones or whatever. What's the point, you know? If it's the same thing with tickets, you know. You can give the task to someone else, but if they're not going to do it, or they're not going to do it right, or they're going to do it their way or the highway, it's just, you know, people aren't going to want to go to them. You know, that's what happens with the tickets. You know, people are assigned to a certain center, but since they aren't happy with since they aren't happy who they are assigned with, they just bypass the rules and just come directly to me. And after a while, you know, I've built rapport with these people. I've built friendships. You know, I don't want to turn them away. I want to help them as my friend, not only as a coworker. And it's really hard to enforce the rules and policies against them, like, at those times. You know, it's as much as I got to say. And so, you know, they took away one of the responsibilities, which was administering the entire company's cell phone accounts, you know, and basically being their retail support for any of their cell phone questions and needs and whatnot. So, you know, I shouldn't be having to do that. But nonetheless, I've been having to do that. So with that said, I don't know. I'm just, I'm at a point where, you know, I could care less what happens, but holy crap, is Chick-fil-A packed today, so I'll probably just, stay here, while I do my order, before I do my order. But yeah, that's basically all I want to talk about. You know, I love Theo Vaughn, but it doesn't really, you know, just because Mexicans work hard, you know, it doesn't mean they complain. They just don't complain in front of the workers, or, you know, whatever you like to call it. But we do complain. You know, we drink on the weekends, we hang out with our loved ones, we have a beer, you know, and we rant, you know, or we sorrow, or we mourn, you know, however you want to call it. But you know, we have a saying, Queria Norte, you know, and we put up with the bullshit and intolerances, and we work hard, we give it all, because it's better than what we've come from, you know. And that's just what I want to say to Theo Vaughn. And but I do appreciate it. I do see you, brother. And thank you for looking out and appreciating Mexicans for what they are. And I really hope to see you someday after this whole corona thing ends and you go back and tour. I know Salt Lake City loves you, and, you know, I just haven't had the opportunity, whether that be time because of calendar constraints or financial constraints, to see you while you're out here in Salt Lake City. But good looking out, brother. The Mexicans love you. I've always said that you're better than D'Elia. You've always been a good person in my heart. Have a good day, and thank you all for catching.